It's Catherine Fabrizio with Daughters Rising and Help for the Good Daughter Suffering from the Good Daughter Syndrome. Exposing three ways the difficult mother gets her needs met at her daughter's expense. Your inbox overflows with an avalanche of emails from your self-centered, difficult mother. Requests, demands, and opinions, oh my. And would you please get right back to her right away? Thank you very much. As fast as she can churn them out, mom reaches through cyberspace and poof, a much needed layer of protective boundary dissolves in thin air. With the stroke of a keyboard, she has ready access to you. You are cast as audience member, one amongst many. Your privacy is violated in a forward, or you're appropriated into a personal back and forth she has with a third party. Number one, with the group email function, mom assembles an audience, yes, that's you in the stands, and uses it to showcase what an important and caring parent or family member she is. Number two, without your consent, she forwards an email exchange you thought was a private one between the two of you. She forgets or never asks you for your permission first. Number three, my personal favorite, mom CCs you on a really personal exchange she is having with the third party. You'd rather sit this one out, thank you very much, but alas, you've been drafted into the exchange. Yikes! Where does this leave you? Since you can't unsee or unreceive said emails, this, of course, leaves you in the oh-so-awkward position of having to decide how to and if you should respond. Do you bear silent witness, say nothing, and run the risk of appearing to convey agreement through your silence? Now that you, of course, have seen said missive, it is incumbent on you to weigh in lest you appear unfeeling. Or, horror of all horrors, does your silence imply that you were in on the whole dysfunctional debacle from the beginning? Prime time for mother manipulator, for sure. There you are, enjoying your life, or for that matter, not enjoying your life. You mistakenly assumed it was, in fact, your life. Yet, in a flash of an email flyby, you are kidnapped from the sidelines and whisked into the biopic of your mother's life. It's not completely apparent why mom casts you as an audience to her communications, but you smell a manipulative maneuver. What does this tell you about mom and her difficult ways? No matter what the reason or reasons, it is indirect, not altogether sensitive, and wait for it, the hallmark of a difficult mother who is driven more by her needs than regard for your feelings. Self-absorbed for sure. Yes, of course, that is the truth of it, as always. The interaction is driven by the fact that the difficult mother has to prove herself, both to herself and to others. You're merely a come with. It is and isn't personal. That's both the good news and the bad news. The calculator of mom's unconscious has done the math and determined it's perfectly acceptable for her to use you to make herself look good. The sad truth of the matter is that she may not even be aware that her actions leave you feeling hurt and resentful. In fact, you feel bad enough, but tell yourself to stop being so sensitive. Well, what if you aren't too sensitive? What if this treatment leaves you feeling invisible and like you really don't matter for a good reason? What if the reason has nothing to do with you? Will you continue to take it without speaking up and stuffing your anger and frustration? Will you continue to tell yourself that you're too sensitive when in fact the relationship is unbalanced? This kind of unbalance has its fingerprint in every interaction with the difficult or narcissistic mother. If so, stealing your self-esteem keeps you second-guessing yourself and living a life that's based on making someone else happy at your expense. Will you go on quietly as a good daughter, or will you choose another path for yourself?